bad suit.
There is one more thing. It's been emotional.
Tell me what your question is, and we'll respond to it. Anyway, I call them up, and they say, I said, is it possible for me to bring 90-minute cassettes and record what you're broadcasting? And they said, yeah, we can do that.
Oh, I had, like...
I could put my cassette in while they're broadcasting and tape.
And they weren't doing that for themselves.
They said I could do it for me.
Right.
But I had to get there, and I had no money for my poor kid, and I have to go all the way from Jamaica, Queens, to Port Authority bus terminal, take a bus to somewhere in East Orange, New Jersey, and then figure out how to go from there. This is before cell phones.
So you had to go. You had to do a ferry ride.
No ferry. It was a subway to a bus to New Jersey and then figuring out how to get from the bus stop to finding the radio station.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then I found the campus and I found the radio station and the guy let me put it in. And I got like 3 hours of like the best, newest shit.
Right, right.
And I used to listen to that all the time. It was like,
this it's like just putting your canteen under a waterfall.
Yes, like, for music. Yeah. But we used to go to Golden. We used to go to Bleecker Bob's Golden Oldies, right? Because he would play like so. He had a turntable, and then he'd just play all the 45s and all the cool shit that was.
Oh, sure, right.
But we
right.
couldn't afford it, but we wanted to hear it. So we'd go there and pretend we're shopping, and he's like, get the fuck out of here. You're not even buying anything. Because he knew we were there just to listen to the records.
Yeah, yeah. I put these cookie bites on here for real customers, you know. Yeah, I'm just eating, yeah.
It was, you know, that was cool, though, you know. And I was very appreciative to hear all this music that you couldn't hear.
Right.
Because commercial was so
impressive. In 1975, '76, like that must have just been like Carpenters and like Summer Breeze and stuff. You
yeah,
know,
like, Neil Seals and Crofts.
That would have. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like
I like that song. When though. I was Summer like, Breeze is a good song.
When I was like 7 or 8 or 9, I was like totally into all that Robert Stigwood, you know, Grease, and you know what I mean.
Okay, so do you know how I ended up the first time in my life at CBGB's?
No.
Okay, so I went to Queen at Madison Square Garden with Thin Lizzy opening, and I was so mad because, like, the stage is here, and then everyone's on the floor going crazy, and then they have the second tier, Madison Square Garden, and those people are still involved, and then there's the third tier, and, like, the front of those people are involved, and the back of the people are less involved, and our tier, which was the nosebleed section, it's like, we're not even involved, are we? like there is a show going on down there,
right,
and we are observing it, and we're observing all the people like really getting off in the floor, and even in the first tier they're getting off, and in the third tier the first part of it is getting off, but the fourth tier,
oh wow,
I was so mad.
So that's Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, and I was all mad. I was like, what a corporate ripoff.
Yeah,
fucking bullshit. And then when they did Bohemian Rhapsody, like there was smoke and stuff. So of course they weren't, kind of head back. And so then my friend who had, like, because we were only like teenagers, and we go to his mom's house. Who she was like this photographer from Brazil in the Soho loft. And I was like, that fucking like, okay, Queen's great, and I love Freddie Mercury and Brian May. Like they're so great. But I felt like we got totally fucking ripped off by the corporate bullshit. And the mom heard me, and she goes, "What is like? So what is rock and roll for you? Like that would make it better." And I was like I would have liked to be like near the fucking where the musicians are, and we have like we're vibing out, like you know, like they were. And she goes, "So you should go to CBGB's, right?"
Oh, like, I got you. Yeah.
And she's like. We're like, what? And she goes,
as opposed to MSG.
And she goes, CBGB. She goes, go 6 blocks east.
Oh wow!
2 blocks north, and you'll find it. So we all.
So that was like the proximity from Madison Square Garden.
No, from the photographer. We went to my friend's mom's house after the show.
Oh, I get
and
you.
And I was grousing.
Yeah.
And she's so we go. And we're fucking like crazy teenagers that just been to Madison Square Garden. And it's cold and it's like snow and it's all fucked up.
Yeah.
And we end up getting to CBGB's, right?
Yeah.
And we see these people in front of us and they're like, well, on the guest list, we're on the guest list. So we're on the guest list.
It's like, if that's what you say, right?
And the guy's like, what's your name? And like, you're not on the fucking guest list. We're like,
yeah.
And it was like, and that show was Teenage Jesus and the Jerks opening with Lydia Lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Opening for the Cramps. That was my first show at CBGB's.
Wow.
And I never saw anything like it. And I was like, I'm fucking coming here every night for the rest, like I'm just coming here
Philip Levack can go fuck himself.
But I didn't know who the Cramps were. I didn't know any of those bands. We just happened to be there, and then I remember. I was like, "That's so weird." And the Cramps were so weird. And
yeah.
The weird thing is, like, literally 4 days later, I'm on the stage singing, and I see. I didn't know his name. It was Lux Interior, but he was I looked like I was like 13, but I wasn't. I was like 17.
You
like,
led
you know,
me to.
And I said, no, dude, you're a grand. I just saw you, dude. You're a grand. And he's like, wait, get the fuck out of my.
Wow.
And I was like, oh yeah, whatever, dude. You know?
Some people born with silver and gold.
I don't care. It's the greatest night of my
others
life.
Have husbands and wives.
Almost right there on the
floor. I've never had a thing
in this whole wide wicked world.
No, I couldn't get anything from Freddie Mercury, Brian May, or Andrew Taylor, or whatever his name is. Nobody cared about the Resistance. There's no love for the Resistance. I always say that, but I got to like, what the
you promised me that we would be with.
I'm
just, I'll lay my money down.
Ralph Malina.
You
would nobody knows Ralph Malina. I was like, oh, whatever, 100 billion records isn't enough
you
to get you
me to shoot him down.
Alfred Molina is always running.
Caused me to shoot.
He was in Toy Story.
Down.
Yeah, remember that bag that was
and I told him.
So he just basically was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 I'll do it. I'm in. And I said, it's really straightforward, and everyone's really... And we had like a three-piece horn section. It was like a 14-piece band. It was a real deal.
Wow, nice. Then,
so then I was like, okay, thanks. And then I'm like, going to get up to go. And the
so chef, how was you, how did you get the deficit, though, from that? Like what happened to the other...
Bass
guy,
player.
Yeah, the bass player.
Well, I don't know, because what happened is...
I mean, why didn't
I was trying
to like
get up. I was trying to get up from that, just asking him, and the chef comes over and goes, no, no, stay. I'm like, no, but I shouldn't be at this table. It's like, no, you're staying. And I'm making you this great, like, custom meal. And then, like, nobody knows who I am, and I'm sitting at this table with these, they're like, who the fuck is this weirdo, right? And I don't, yeah. Like, I didn't say anything to anyone, it was just weird, but I wanted to say to Jim Drift, I wanted to say to Iggy Pop, like, I love Iggy Pop. And then I wanted to say to Jim Drift, like, yeah, I went to go see Strange in Paradise, really, but I was, like, too embarrassed, like, I didn't feel like, why the fuck am I at their table?
Right.
Then, after...
So it's the time to be gushing, you know, is what you're saying.
But I... No, but not just that. Like, they also were very rude to me at the same time.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Because yeah, yeah. Like, who's... Like, this... In, like, interloper.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who's this...
My cool radar isn't even beeping here, you know? Like, come on.
But I don't care because I really, like, relish those experiences and I don't care what the other person thinks, you know, because I yeah. try to find the joy in each situation. And I don't, like because of how I grew up and everything, and I was the outsider, like, and the bullied guy, you know?
Sure.
And yeah. so, like, you know what? I don't even give a shit, like, what you think, you know what I mean? As long as you're not beating me up, you know, I'm feeling good.
It's like, oh, the violence isn't a thing?
Far out. Anyway, by the time we finished this amazing meal, which I got out of this experience, our bass player comes running through the door, all, like, sweating and stuff, like, because he didn't think he'd make it, so we ended up, like, he ended up making it, so we didn't need that dude.
Okay.
But here's the weirdest thing. In those days, Iggy was still doing meth.
Oh, wow.
And my friend turned out to be his meth dealer.
So what was the, like, real wild child? Was that, like, the head around then?
Real wild child of the real wild
yeah,
child.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, then, it was, like, that blah, blah, blah album. Wait, 90, that was 86, right?
No, this happened. This was 90.
Oh, okay.
I want to say 90.
All right.
90.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
96.
You. Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
I was thinking, like, you saw Stranger the in Paradise, right. And then, like, it seemed like you just saw...
No, that was years later.
I just thought it was, like,
no.
You were within, like...
No, no.
Like, a year or whatever context,
here's
you know.
Here's another weird Iggy Pop story. So, like, okay. In the day, right, I didn't realize it, but people thought I was, like, this cute teenager, but I was self-deprecating and feeling like... Like a terrible person.
But fashionably so, you know.
But no, I just...
fashionably self-deprecating.
I guess so, but...
Like, you know, check boxes.
But my friends were working... my friends were from high school were door guys at some of these clubs so I could get in without having to pay admission and stuff.
Yeah.
And they would let me in. And I didn't have any money. And it's like, dude, I only... And they go, here, just... We told the bartender, just give her the $5 you have and she'll just keep giving you drinks, right? And so this woman thought I was kind of cute, and I was like, such a crush, she's so beautiful. But I didn't realize she would use me to keep guys off of her. So she's like...
Oh, yeah, human shield kind of thing.
I was
yeah.
a shield. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe like I have a chance.
Yeah.
And then she goes,
like, would you date your clothes? You know, like, goes, no, I wear them, that's all. You know?
She's like, oh... I want you to meet my boyfriend. I'm like, oh, you have a boyfriend? God damn it. And it's like, his name is Jimmy, right? And this guy's like, he's being weird to me. He's like, why is my girlfriend hanging out with this weird-looking, like, teenage Indian guy?
Okay, yeah.
You know, he's kind of giving me a weird vibe. I was like, Jimmy, like, hey, and he was like, you know, all kind of solid.
When I was just
and then
a child,
my, friends were, oh,
my life was oh so simple. And the ways of the great world seem strange and far.
It's like his real name is Jimmy Osterberg, dude.
That's right, right, right.
Then when I was a young man, I learned.
And I'm so glad I didn't know it because then I would have just like, you're a love like,
turns out
instead of
that,
I had no idea.
But you didn't interrupt
his song. I was just like, I'm a nice person, man. He just like, why is my.
Right, right. That's a much more natural understanding.
I know, but it's funny.
Right. That was another copy. Call me Jim. Money, 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 money.
He's out of Vegas. He's totally fucked up. He's in Suicide, the worst. Are you going to put a Suicide song on? Do you know Suicide?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Dream Baby Dream is probably one of the only ones.
No, but, yeah, but put something that's not Dream Baby Dream and see what happens.
Right. then we'll talk.
I got to fucking... I have to go work tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, it's like 2:30 or something.
I'm still good.
Yeah.
I would still be watching.
Like, see, like, when it got hot, I started sleeping in the day, so, like...
It's so good to be... This heat is so good for us. Hey, Rob.
You think?
Yes, it's really good. It gets rid of all the moist... That fucking mold that has accumulated on us.
All right, this is the only record I have, is this stretch here.
Just put one song on. We can't take more than one. It's like listening to...
All right, I'll put like that. I'll put the 10-minute one on. And that'll be... Because it's like, if they're going to lean into their shit, they're going to do it on the 10-minute.
All right.
Or is it playing?
He's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Volunteer for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie. Frankie can't make it, 'cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food. And Frankie's getting evicted. Volunteer for Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. So desperate, he's gonna kill his wife and kid. Frankie's gonna kill his kid. Frankie picked up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib. Oh, Frankie. He looked at his wife. Shut up. Oh, what have I done? A tear for Frankie. Frankie with a gun to his head. I know. Frankie's dead.
weirdly.
I almost killed somebody.
Yeah. No. Oh, the cowboy hat guy? Oh, man. Yeah.
Wait. Today? Wait,
no, last night.
Yeah, last night.
Was it the same guy? Was it the same guy?
No, there was a different cowboy hat guy.
We're not going to talk about...
A different cowboy hat guy.
Just banned cowboy hats.
He was... So, when he was talking to me, renting the table... He was renting the table, and I was like, are you okay, dog? Because he wasn't really talking, but then his girl started talking to me. I was like, oh, she's normal. Whatever. He's whatever. Spaced out. He comes up to the bar, and Lucas, I walk over, and Lucas is just like, no. Uh-uh. Nah. It's not happening.
Okay, so he's Latino.
Did you call him a chode?
And he's standing up. I did not.
Because you keep doing that.
I know, but people like the way I do that.
That's true.
Lucas! I've got four orders in my fucking head at this point. Making shit. And he is, like, yelling at me, fucking Trump's great. I'm from Texas.
Bro.
That's a good way to start a
call, bro.
Where does he think he is?
And I was like, hey. It's a bar, no politics or religion, dude. Thanks. And also, you're too drunk to be in here.
What's it?
Whatever. He's like, I just want to get fucked up. I was like, I don't give a shit.
Bro, you're already
in the wrong place.
Yeah, like, there's that black girl and the Asian chick who were playing P1.
Oh, yeah. Really nice, by the way.
Really nice, that Asian chick. Fucking smoke show, dude.
I remember
she was also
them.
Exactly your height.
Tiny. It's very specific.
The dudes kept yelling at me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, dude, fine. If you don't want to listen to me, like, I see Willie go this way. I take off my glasses and my apron. I'm like, go outside, buddy.
No, here we go. Here we go. No, you know what I did? This is why I went that way, because I went to go talk to the girl he came in with.
I didn't know he was with anybody.
Because I was like, you need to get this guy out of here, because Lucas is about to. I was like, my bartender just cut him off. And when he cuts somebody off,
never
that's
even
it.
Got served.
No, of course not.
He was fucking people wobble, and
they walked in.
What was he trying to order?
They walked in. They
Trump.
Like, whatever. When I walked in, like they got a table, and the fact they got a table on a Saturday like that quickly, they should have just been grateful and ran with it. But no, he had to fuck it up. The girl was like, I'm so sorry, and she did. And I knew, I was like, this guy's not going to listen, because he was standing there looking at you. While you're telling him to get the fuck out. And he wasn't registering.
He was yelling at me, I was a libtard queer.
Oh, like, perfect.
Yeah, dude, fucking
You are a libtard queer, let's be real.
Look at my titties, dude. Yeah. Fuck you. I'm trying to. I was like, you gotta go. Just get away from me.
Yeah.
And he wanted some. And I was more than happy to give it to him.
Yeah.
But, that's what she said.
By the way, we also had Taylor in the house. This is a Saturday, so Taylor's there. So it was a little bit like, bro, how did you let this man in?
I think Taylor and I almost like I came up to him.
We have to have a conversation with him.
Let's not blame Taylor for this man's actions.
We're not blaming him. We're just saying I don't know if he understands what his job really entails.
It's not just like all the hot chicks came when I was on.
Well, I mean, when you're trying to get listen, hold on.
He was playing pool for like an hour last night.
Hold on,
whatever. This is not the Taylor talk shit.
No, it's not, because you know when you're trying to get into a bar, you're not gonna like reveal even. You're gonna show your ID. You're gonna
It's the 45 seconds.
You're gonna let your girl do all the time.
Yeah.
Like, can you look sober for 45 seconds?
Sure.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, it's not even 45 seconds. It's less than that. Taylor, do be quick.
He couldn't last through one beer order, so like.
So let's not blame.
No.
Taylor's the homie, obviously.
Yeah, but he literally like, came around and said, I talked to Taylor, and Taylor's like, oh, I don't even know about us here for that. That's. It's fine.
Yeah, but what we rely on, a Friday, Saturday that when people come in, they're good to go. We don't have to ask questions.
Well, people are professionals at duping, the entry.
Shawa needs a helium break, I think. Is that?
Now I'm listening.
I just looked at you and it was like, are you nodding off right now?
No.
Okay. I mean, you can. It's fine.
I know I can.
Yeah.
I'm actually
my sweet angel.
If you did, I would take you home and tuck you in, is what I do. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Honestly,
you're my ride or die, shall we?
We've had a fucking weekend, kid. It's fine.
It's a long weekend.
Yeah. It's been a weekend.
It's not even over yet. And shower floor. Oh, it is.
On the radio. You know how it is. Is your iPad plugged in, by the way? Are you ready to give us some sweet, sweet shower sound
a nice
drops?
Douche pavilion.
Okay. She's just gotten past the first advertisement on her free app. All right, let's talk about the rest of the shift though, because we were getting into this off air.
I can't wait.
At one point during the shift, I was walking around
weirdly,
as I do.
About you,
I was all over the place. I'm just telling you my side of the story.
Thank you. Done.
I was walking around as I do, trying to be everywhere all at once, and I look, and Maddie is on her hands and knees, wiping blood off of the floor.
With gloves on, I have to...
Good for you.
Yeah, because I'm not an idiot.
But I was not aware of the situation at all. And as the MOD, I would like to know if there's blood on the floor that needs to be wiped up.
Well, why do you think I did it? Because you did have to.
I just wanted someone to come to me, but I went to him and I was like, Maddie.
Well, listen, if everyone... Okay, here.
This is not, you don't need to do this. I will do that.
They're actively playing a league game, and they didn't stop.
No, they were just playing while you were...
I bandaged her in between shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was... Yes, I know who it was.
Yes,
we're not going to name names.
No.
It's not their fault.
Three of the world's tiniest Band-Aids left. That would literally just like cover a pimple maybe if it was small enough.
We are a professional operation.
You just don't know where to look for the Band-Aids.
Hold on. You just went, DJ Slimy, just went through a work accident. She cut herself somehow.
Her knuckle was cut.
But she...
No,
it was a customer. A custy.
Oh, shit.
She was dripping blood. She was dripping blood around and on the table.
It was not from where you think.
Oh, okay.
It was one of her knuckles. It was cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Were you thinking her vagina?
I mean, I guess so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All the time.
Let's go, okay. Shawa.
Would you like to tell the story
listening.
Or not?
She is listening.
Keep going.
Okay, but Maddie,
turn off your
all I want to say is... come to me when something like that happens. So I'll get on my hands and knees, okay?
If okay, here's the thing. If two owners... four guests and like, you know, random passersby are like coming to you and being like, oh my god, there's blood everywhere. Do you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna
tell me.
No, you're gonna fix that situation. Because that was the priority. Do you know why? Because it was a biohazard. So no, I'm not going to serve Bach.
No, you're right.
Great band.
You're right.
The blood
biohazard, great band. Oh, let's put that on.
And there was a lot of it, mind you.
Let's put that on
the
list.
Dripping.
By the way, yeah, she was
everywhere. Yeah. And
it was a knuckle cut.
There was a lot of it. And so, one, I made sure, like, she
punishment?
Was fine.
That's the one, right?
Two, then I did. I got my little gloves on. I got my little sanitizer rag, which I threw out in the outside garbage can, by
good
the way.
Good for you.
And then I proceeded to sanitize afterward basically my entire body. And then I wore gloves for the following 3 hours.
No, you really, you
like,
went
because
into
that is, like, the literal best thing
up,
that could have happened. And
you are not going to violate any bylaws.
Crime scene cleanup, Maddie.
And you know what? Here's what I will say.
If you need to move
here's
a body, call Maddie. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, no, I don't lift things like that. But
no, I just need you to clean up after I lift it. That's
anything
all.
Heavier than a bucket of ice. It's
would
not
you
happening,
saw but... a leg off if I needed you to?
We're not. This is
no. No for her. Just
okay,
it involves lifting.
But would you wipe up the scene after I did it?
Okay. Well, no.
Oh fuck.
You're
what the? Anyway, okay. First
thank
of all,
you.
For legal purposes, this is a joke. But like, with all this to say, this was still better than the time I had to clean the shit. Out
oh
of
yeah, the
restroom.
Giant pile of poop.
Yeah.
In the women's bathroom. Yo, you
sorry
women.
You want to talk
really
about? You
want
to talk about?
You women
shouldn't
be pooping, dog. What the fuck?
Listen, I use that bathroom because it's nicer.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that.
Oh, actually, now it makes sense.
You motherfucker.
I'm afraid.
I don't get to poop that much at work.
No wonder you're so nice to me lately. That makes perfect sense.
I'm nice to you because you get you like, actually...
Because she kills it?
Because no one else had to clean up the blood.
Yes.
No, I managed the blood.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's...
And then at the end, you were like, oh, you need to be running food. I'm like,
no! What I was telling you is, like, I would...
Why can't you run the food
I
finish up the blood?
No, of course I would do that, but what I was saying is, like, there's a lot of... Listen, I would rather be the one on my hands and knees wiping up the blood.
Lord, we all don't want to see that.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would rather be the one doing that.
Well,
I'd rather you just be running the food.
I wasn't going to spend 4.5 minutes.
You're the one taking the orders.
Because we don't have headsets. I can't just like find you whenever
I know,
I want.
I get it. But again, I'm not trying to tell you that you were doing the wrong thing. I'm trying to tell you that
he would.
I have a job here, and my job is to kind of pick up the pieces when some shit goes down.
Well, I'd already done the shit thing. I was like, what's this, you know?
The puzzle's been broken for a while.
So. Yeah, yeah. But I do appreciate the effort. I'm never going to... By the way, next door, fucking makeout room, they're like blasting fucking music right now.
As they should.
Normally, these motherfuckers are closed when we do this show.
Normally there's a bartender drunk singing.
Yeah.
When I go out to smoke. So,
okay. Yeah, yeah. But maybe there was an
I think somebody got dumped last
there's
night.
There's an event. Oh.
Anyway.
It must have been an event or something because tomorrow is something.
Anyway, all that needs to be said is
President's Day. Where we celebrate
not the president we have.
Presidents?
Except for that one guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which presidents are we actually celebrating on President's Day?
I really liked Garfield.
Oh, that guy was sick, dude.
He was a piece of shit.
I have a really fun story about presidents.
Oh, I knew this you were that old.
I'm not going to go deep. I'm not going to go deep into the weeds on this, but me and a whole group of people went to Disneyland one time. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but there's this thing called the Hall of Presidents that they have there where animatronic presidents come out.
Futurama told me about that.
And so here's the thing. What we did, we all talked about it outside. We were like,
Is that the park where they have alcohol or the park where they do not?
Disneyland, not Disney World.
Not California Adventure.
No, we were at Disney World. Never mind. We were at Disney World.
Florida.
We did the drink around the world thing.
Orlando?
Yes, yes. It was so fun, by the way. But Hall of Presidents, animatronic presidents, each one comes out, and they're like, I made slavery legal again. And then, but what we did is we all got together. We were like, okay, we're all gonna pair off, sit in different seats around, because it's like a theater.
You actually just described Garfield. By
and
the way.
What we're gonna do, yeah. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna each pick. Hold on, Maddie. Let me get to the point of this. We're going to each pick a president.
Pew, pew.
And two of us will stand up and be like, yeah, that's my guy. Like, so when they announce, like, some rando dude that no one cares about, yes, let's go. And then let's all pick one president. And when that guy comes up, we'll be like, boo, to just one. And then everyone in the theater will be like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, why do they just suddenly boo Garfield? Which is a good example.
You should, though, because he actually reacted.
And by the way, it was really fucking funny. Like, we actually went through with it. It was hilarious. We called it Big Diz.
For you guys.
It was hilarious for us. Everybody else in there, their whole...
I'm trying to teach my kid
their whole thing
about
got ruined. Yeah. And there was, by the way, there was also a theory that the Donald Trump animatronic was originally supposed to be a Hillary Clinton, but they
just put
they already built it and they were like, fuck, let's just put weird hair on it. And now
boots,
it's,
I guess
they kind of look the same. Yeah, yeah.
Pomeranian up top.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was actually one of the funniest things ever, though. Like, yeah, we called it Big Diz. It was like a whole
thing.
That's your boy? Oh, hell yeah, dude. That guy rules.
That
guy
fucking
James rules.
I couldn't tell. Because I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah,
none of us know. You just thought
assassinated. Huh?
Yeah, he sure was.
Who is your favorite president?
Do you remember that?
Everybody go. Favorite president.
Do I remember that?
Favorite president.
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Suck it.
Yeah.
That counts?
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Teddy Roosevelt. But
Teddy R.
His was cooler.
That's right.
You know.
You're not an FDR. You're a Teddy R.
I'm going way back.
Okay.
Because he was a
I like it. Yeah.
Did a speech. And got
I like the one who cross-dressed. What was his? It was that FDR? It was. There was one who was a cross-dresser.
Okay, guys.
He was also in a wheelchair, I think.
Okay. Yeah, you're talking about.
I think that is FDR. Yeah. FDR. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Four terms.
Dressed in a chair.
He didn't get service for it because he, had the polio.
Mm. Yeah.
Hold on.
I like my presidents
James
to have
Garfield
polio.
Garfield was only president for like.
No, I know he got murdered.
That's why he's the best.
He got murdered.
And he didn't even run.
Yeah.
He didn't want to.
Yeah.
They just elected him.
By the way, if I ever become president, I'm not going to run.
He's super progressive. Yeah. And
well,
that's
not after
killed
this
him.
Radio.
Okay.
I already told you who mine is.
Woodward?
Hey, Woodward.
Well, he's the one who did he was the one who put all the, like, welfare and all that shit in.
Woodward?
No, that was Woodward.
Who the fuck is Woodward?
That was Woodward.
As a president. Yeah, Woodrow Wilson?
Wilson! Thank you. I almost got there.
Yeah, I mean, this is public school education, guys.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, I'm great at math. I was really good at music class. PE. Fuck. Killed it, dude. I ran that mile.
I was not. I never did. I didn't do a pull-up until I was 26.
Okay. You know, I don't think I've ever done one.
Can you do a pull-up right now?
Fuck no, I can't.
I don't want to see that.
Is there somewhere we can do a pull-up in
the I'm pretty sure I can do a fucking sit-up, dude.
I'm running a mile every single year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to do a really fast mile.
I didn't really fast.
I used to be actually good at it.
What is really fast?
The other side of the fucking track.
5 minutes? Slow mile. 5 minute mile?
What happened?
I could like a fucking 15.
What happened? I could probably do a 5 minute mile right now. If there's a 48, I'm trying to catch.
If there's a cop behind me, I could probably do a fucking mile.
Yes.
I've never seen on the
bike. Otherwise, 15 minutes.
Shawa's over there killing it. Shawa, favorite president. You got to chime in.
Oh, hell no.
That was fucking perfect. No, I mean, obviously, George W. Bush. That's
I mean, William Henry Harris is also homie, good answer because he died 4 days in office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Liz Truss.
Yeah.
Liz Truss. William Henry Harris, like, his speech was so long in his inauguration, in the fucking rain, he died from fucking the pneumonia he got.
By the way, can we all just agree that it's weird to like actually care about presidents?
Okay, I feel like as to though root we've spent them? A lot of time on this segment.
It is weird, right? It's not like a sports team, you know?
Isn't it weird to care about a sports team?
No.
Old white men, like
you said, because you're so invested in sports teams.
I fucking love the Giants so much.
Crystal, is it weird to be invested in sports teams?
No.
Fuck. See, she gets it.
If you're not.
Okay, wrestlers. That's not weird
sports
either.
That's
not
weird at all. Us from yeah. Real issue.
Timeless Tony.
Orange Timely.
Mm-hmm. Orange Cassidy. That's my fucking guy.
Brody King is a
I've seen
shit.
Him on the indies. Now I see him on AEW.
What's happening
let's
out
go.
There?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Stretchy birds.
I like how lazy he is.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically spends the first half of the match just trying to put his hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
That's something I can get behind.
Yeah, he kicks exactly as hard as I do.
Yeah. And doing a kip up with your hands in your pockets?
I can't do that with
legendary. Hands out of my pockets. Legendary. Yeah.
Somebody give me an assistant.
I just like
current favorite wrestler. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Current favorite? Brody King.
Okay. Oh, I like that answer. That's a great answer.
Who is Daddy Ask?
Brody King is also...
Billy
Daddy
Gunn.
Ass Billy Gunn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
Okay, I have to share something with you then about that. I have a friend, Justin. We did a wrestling podcast together. He did an entire hour-long video about how Billy Gunn and being Daddy Ass was like the most seminal moment in basically the history of the world. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Right now, I'm a Mox guy. I'm a Moxley guy through and through.
Kingston.
Let's go. Yeah.
Lee knows your fucking
I know. I like this a lot. I really do.
Share a bagel with him.
I can't. It's the water's better in New York.
No, New Jersey with its worst water.
Sure.
It's the best fucking bagels,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, San Francisco has really good water.
Yeah, but our bagels are fucking horrible.
But not
yeah.
That's
a good point. Don't even get me started about the bagels.
The bagels here are garbage.
But when I moved to Austin.
There are places in the city that have adequate bagels, and by adequate, I do mean adequate.
Let's hear it. This is a hip
that's
tip.
The one.
Hip tip from BJ Stairs.
Name one good bagel in San Francisco.
Holy Bagels is good. Posh Bagels is good.
Garbage.
No. But not both of them.
No, you're right.
Not
yeah, you're
both
right.
Of them.
Yeah.
And what is going on out there?
A lot of laughter. Great times.
I mean, this is what happens when you have to leave a bar.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Oh, by the way, it is 1:51. It is last call.
Oh, well,
get the fuck out, everybody. Okay. But we... We don't have to get the fuck out. We are here. And by the way, we should just fucking go to a break and play some Guar. That's what we should do.
Yes, you should.
Yeah. So let's fucking get to it. Let's play some Guar. Let's do that. Then we'll come back. We got a lot more to get to. We still haven't talked about the Super Bowl. We still haven't talked about...
We have to do what?
What's that? Oh,
yeah. Well, no, we're not going to talk about the actual game. We're just going to mostly talk about Bad Bunny.
Well, we've been doing that for a week.
Yeah, I don't care either way. I don't know if Bad Bunny
But we haven't done
Cardi
it on the show.
Across the street from our bar.
So. Oh, that's true. We haven't talked about that either. Okay. All right, so we'll be right back. This is, of course, Dive Bar Radio, right here on RadioValencia.fm. Again, DJ Straight Willie Dills here with the homies. This is the Magic Crew. Right here. This is it. This is what we've been trying to get to.
Pew, pew.
This whole ass time. And I don't know. I'm just very fucking hyped up about it. So let's get to this break, and then we'll come right back.
The bartenders from the hall in the heart of the Mission of San Francisco.
Come on!
Dive Bar Radio on Radio Valencia. FM.
We'll be right back. seems alright. Check my vital signs and know I'm still alive, and I walk alone.